to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
Norway. That's Royksopp with the Breakbot remix of last year's single Happy Up Here. And the duo of Thorbjørn Brutland and Svein Berge, they had hoped to release their new album Senior this spring. But due to record industry, the climate, and the economy, as it were, Senior's release has been pushed back to August. And if you go to Royksopp's website, they feature Track of the Month, and you would have heard the original version of that song posted there as the Track of the Month. And you can also get the instrumental version. And meanwhile, Thibaut Berland is Breakbot, part of the Ed Banger roster, who released only his second single in February. It was called Baby, I'm Yours. And most of the time, Breakbot is heavy into the remixes, such as what we just heard here, along with production work for Justice, Later the Pier, Van She, and Digitalism. So hello, welcome to yet another episode here of Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's Tenacious Community Radio Station, CITR 101.9 FM, here in sunny and actually summer-ish Vancouver. You can also find us on the web, www.citr.ca. I'm Gak, not the Gak who's at Music Waste playing at Gene, just Gak, humble Gak. I'm with you till 9. Phone number for the booth here is 604-822-2487, which spells out 604-UECCITR. You can also email me directly at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So tonight's profile is going to be on composer Clint Mansell, who we know, some of you might know, from being the part of Pop Will Eat Itself, but he's worked on several films, most with his friend Darren Aronofsky. And we're going to profile two of them, but we'll hear a couple cues from some other films as well, too. And the two that are coming up are The Fountain and Requiem for a Dream. So we're going to be plucky and sinister for the next 90 minutes or so. We're going to start off with Digits. It's a Toronto one-man act, Alt Altman. He also plays trumpet guitar for The Ghost Is Dancing, and he sings, plays bass for Europe in Color. I think he plays synths with both of them as well. He was in town recently behind his debut, Hold It Close. And from that album, here's Digits with You're Going to Age. We'll be right back. based in Brooklyn. There's These Are Powers with World Class Peoples, and you can find that off this year's EP, Candyman, which you find released through RNG International, though they have other records through the Dead Oceans label. And if it sounds wild, consider that one member of the trio is Pat Necker, who used to be part of the band Liars.
The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival between June 30th and July 3rd, coming to you from Calgary, Alberta. This year's festival promises to be another success with over 200 bands, films, comedy, and art shows. With an independent film festival between June 24th and the 29th, there's sure to be something for everyone.
The music shows will take place at different venues across the city, with the main site located at the Olympic Plaza between July 2nd and 3rd. That's the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta, between June 30th and July 3rd. Buy your tickets, and for more info, visit www.sledisland.com.
So if anyone's going to Calgary just after Canada Day, you get to enjoy that. And of course, in the background here, you can hear, of course, as I turn the ball, it levels up. Guess what? The fan gets louder, but or not louder. The fan gets stronger. But yes, it's already summer here in Vancouver. The fans are in full force here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up next is a band out of Gutenberg. And this is JJ, all lowercase. This is Joaquin Benon and Aline Castlander. And if you did see them open for the XX on the recent tour, they have a bit of a muted live presence, which a lot of people were sort of questioning, not just here, but in Austin at South by Southwest. Their latest album is JJ number 3, but we're going to play something from last year's JJ number 2. So here is JJ with Ecstasy.
Thank you.
That's a little play on a Swedish bit there. That's Modern Witch, of which I know very little about, except they're on the Houston label Desaro, home to another of that sort of that spooky genre that they're calling either Witch House, Drag, Haunted House, something like that. So that was Modern Witch with Reaver Fay, which is sort of a spoonerism of Fever Ray, which is the solo arc, the side project of The Knife. And, yeah, that comes in a CDR. And at this point, you can actually find it either through Tumblr or if you just search for Disaro and Modern Witch and just avoid all the pictures of people in shiny gowns, not brooms. It's just a little bit before 8 p.m. here in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR. Coming up is a local band. This is the duo of Nick M. and Aja, or Aya Emma, better known as Cosmetics. And they're signed, sorry, Cosmetics. And they're signed now to Captured Tracks out of Brooklyn. And they have a single now called Soft Skin. So this is the B-side, but it's also a remake that they did in collaboration with Premier Rang. So here's the Cosmetics with their take on Black Leather Gloves. We'll be right back.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Glorious bit of music from a great compilation that came out in 1978 full of synthesizer music called Synthetic Music. This is William Gumboot and Lawrence Whiffen. I believe they are aliases, and that song was Pathetic. That's something definitely, if you're a Moog collector, it's a worthwhile album to hunt down. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. We're going to be doing a Clint Mansell profile. Mansell. It's Mansell. He's from the Midlands, I believe. Of course, I'm sounding like a Scouser. But yes, I'm Gak. I'm here with you for a bit more time. And let's dive into some L.A. work. So Stephen Ellison is the nephew of Alice and John Coltrane, but he works under the alias of Flying Lotus. Although, if you're in the scene, apparently you can call him by Flylo. So Flylo has his latest album out called Cosmogramma. And one thing that he's worked on recently is he worked on a live performance at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, and he did the score in the background of an avant-garde film from 1962 called Heaven and Earth Magic. But what we're going to do is listen to neither of those from last year's EP, L.A. 3x3. This is a bonus track that came out, and this is a Flying Lotus joined by the Life Force Trio, and this is called Auntie's Luck. Thank you. longer version of that on the 2002 12-inch from Forbidden Planet, but that comes off the 2003 compilation Sound of Young New York, and that was Ilana, short for Ilana Ospina, with 5.05, and she eventually ended up joining a band called Algoritmo, sounding like a company I used to work at, and yeah, that's unfortunately all I can tell you. And before that, we heard a stomping little number there that comes from Toulouse via Paris, and that was Monde Comp, and that's off the Libera Me, like Liberate Me with some letters, an EP through Asphalt Duchess. The song we heard was Bones Club, and hopefully that track, along with Libera Me, will be appearing on Monkoff's forthcoming album, The Galaxy of Nowhere. And if you've seen the single or the video for Ave Maria, which is supposed to be the lead track for it, and sort of has a fusion of that Vitalik Daft Punk sound, but it's a different time meter, and it's nice and sinister, quite proper. You're listening to CITR Vancouver. This museum is here on campus. They've gone a little bit of remodeling as of late, but looks like they are open and ready to serve and to show off their fantastic collection.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Yeah.
off their 1989 album. This is the day, this is the hour, and this is this. Those are the Poppies, a.k.a. Pop Will Eat Itself. And that was Wise Up Sucker off one of the I guess that was their debut off the RCA label as they sort of broke out from back in their From Eden days. And yes, there was a good string there when we had production with Flood. And yeah, for a while there, everyone thought the music would sound like that. You just think about like EMF and that entire sort of post-apocalyptic pop sound that you get. But then, of course, grunge came. And then a whole bunch of other things, Acid House, fun stuff like that. But part of that band was Clint Mansell, who is going to basically take us for the next half hour of our time here. And then, yeah, after Pop Will Eat Itself disbanded, he was eventually asked by his best friend to help out with scoring a film, and that would be Darren Aronofsky. And Aronofsky at the time was just working on his own sort of small film. And at that point, part of the fame behind that film, which was 1998's Pie, was that he actually asked friends to help produce it in a way. So he actually solicited them for a certain amount of money. And that he basically promised to sort of pay him half once it sort of panned out that way. And actually, for all people who invested in the film, it worked out quite well. And if you haven't seen Pi, it's a fantastic black and white film involving, you know, numbers, you know, a little bit of Kabbalah as well, too, in the stock market itself, too. But from that, Clint Mansell was able to work with Aronofsky for several films. We're going to hear a few of them shortly. But let's listen to some isolated cues here. And we're going to start off with the film that broke out Clint Mansell in the scoring world. So from the film Pi, this is Clint Mansell with Pi R2.
"12:45. Restate my assumptions. Mathematics is the language of nature. Thank you.
So we started that set off with Pi R Squared from the Pi film from 1998. Then we heard, after all that drum and bass, that was Dead Reckoning, and you find that off the 2007 soundtrack to Smokin' Aces, and that wonderful little piano and dirge number there that comes from last year's film Moon. Great sci-fi film that you should find, starring Sam Rockwell and the voice of Kevin Spacey, and that was We're Going Home, all by Clint Mansell, who is tonight's profile here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak, and the first of two soundtracks that we're going to look at by Mansell is for his work in the 2006 film The Fountain. And for this, he collaborated with two acts. One is the fantastic string quartet, the Kronos Quartet, who he had collaborated with, what we're going to hear after The Fountain. But one thing I only discovered recently was that there's the subtext of Mogwai being used for The Fountain as well, too, which makes a lot of sense if you sort of pay a close attention to what you hear in the background, just because with that nice sort of longer textures that break out noise moments. So Mansell decided with this non-traditional collaboration by first going up to Glasgow and working with the guys in Mogwai before then working with Kronos to shape everything together, and then did it for Aronofsky's film The Fountain. And at this point, Mansell has worked on, I believe, all of Aronofsky's films, including parts of The Wrestler as well, too. I'm not sure if he's partaking about the new project, which Aronofsky's working on, but of course at this point I can't even tell what Aronofsky's working on as well, because rather he was tied to a couple projects. I think at one point he was working on like an adaptation of William Gibson's Neuromancer, but I have to take a look at IMDb and see what he's coming up to next, which I'll prepare you for in the next moment I pop up. But first, let's listen to a couple cues here. One of them's not going to be really much of a cue. It's a nice 8-minute number here. So from The Fountain, here's Clint Mansell along with the Kronos Quartet and Mogwai with First Snow. background, we heard Death is the Road to Awe by Clint Mansell, Kronos Quartet, and Mogwai from the soundtrack to the 2006 film The Fountain. And Mansell won the Chicago Film Critics Association Award in 2006 for Best Original Score. He was also nominated for a Golden Globe that year, but he lost to Alexander Desplat. Coming up, after a quick announcement of the next coming shows, there is another Kronos Quartet and Clint Mansell collaboration we can definitely profile.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Dreaming from the 2000 film Requiem for a Dream, one of those films that most people can only stomach to watch once. And this is an adaptation of the Hubert Selby Jr. book in 1978. You might know him from the other book, Last Exit to Brooklyn. And this was Aronofsky's second film. And by association, this was Clint Mansell's second collaboration with Aronofsky. During the time, Mansell also had done some additional work. He released a solo album, a couple remixes, and he had a couple other films on the go at the time there. My timeline that I'm reading here is a little bit mixed up. This is a harrowing book about some residents in Coney Island as they all deal with some sort of level of compulsion or addiction or some sort of way to capitalize quickly on the American dream. So this is, it's a great score. I mean, say what you will about the film, whether he can handle it or not. Honestly, I thought it was, like, fantastic. But yeah, only watch it once. It's that type of film. So let's listen to Clint Mansell. And this was his first collaboration with the Kronos Quartet here. We're going to start things off with Ghosts.
Thank you.
So we started the set off with Ghosts. Then we heard Supermarket Sweep. Sarah Goldfarb Has Left the Building. The tight, really psycho-esque strings for Fear. And in the background, we're listening to Lux Aeterna, all by Clint Mansell and the Kronos Quartet, from the score to the 2000 film Requiem for a Dream. And Lux Aeterna, if this song sounds familiar to you, this was used a lot in the Lord of the Rings. Specifically, there was a remix of this performed, done full orchestral, called Requiem for a Tower, for the Two Towers, the second film in the trilogy there. And the entire score to Requiem for a Dream was popular enough that it actually spawned off an entire remix album from it, featuring takes by Paul Oakenfold and Josh Wink, along with some other cues that did not appear in the film. And slowly in the background here, we're going to hear some seagulls, and this will be the closing track to the soundtrack, which will be Coney Island Low. So this will be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Just imagine yourself near Brighton Beach, all the Russian boardwalks there, having a coffee near all the schwitzes, the saunas, and all that. So, yes, coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And, of course, not at midnight anymore, you before me now, Rob Previtt. You jump for the midnight slot to 6:30 with sore throats and clapping hands. So if you're sticking around later, he's already been here. But do tune to the podcast for that show, this show, any of the other shows that we have here on CITR. Just go to our website, www.citr.ca, and subscribe to the podcast. Use iTunes. Maybe you're lucky enough and you can get one of the new iPhones, set up a video chat and whatnot. So next week, we're going to have some jazz in the form of John Lurie, who did a lot of work for Jim Jarmusch films. So it's an honor for the Jazz Festival. And something I want to do before the end of June is with the World Cup in South Africa, we're going to do some African music. I just got to coordinate with a couple people, but hopefully got something nice for you lined up. And then close off, let's go to Guelph. This is, we'll have Al Okada's project. He used to be part of King Cobb Steely. This is a work called Micro Bunny, and off his latest album, 49 Swans. We'll listen to Magnatech. So enjoy the weather, folks, and we'll see you in 7.
You are listening to CITR, FM, and cable.